Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texturants. Oh, yeah. Tara, I see another group of illegals are heading this way. Perfect timing for the election. I bet they had some outside help planning this. Actually, you know what's interesting about that? A four-page memo has gone out from the Podesta group. Mr. Podesta did essentially what Paul Manafort did. He got his door kicked in the midnight raid for not disclosing he was working on behalf of a foreign entity. Podesta did the same thing, and he's running around right now. He's not in solitary confinement. So, you know, it just depends on what party you are, what laws actually apply to you, as we often say on the show. But yeah, so Mr. Podesta is now out there. He's very busy. He's not in solitary confinement. So he's writing memos. His campaign group helps to organize Democrat, candidates, gives them talking points, raises money for them, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, this same group has put out a set of talking points advising Democrats not to talk about what they will do on immigration if elected, and to attempt to avoid any kind of open borders discussion. Okay, this is fascinating, given what we have going on right now. So the Democrats saying, hey, listen, don't talk about Trump's immigration proposals. Don't talk about what we really want to do on the border because we'll lose the election. You have Trump going back 6 months telling fellow Republican leaders, I use the term leaders right lightly, hey, you know, the way to win this election is totally to make it about immigration. And then, yeah, the Republican leaders signing on with the Democrats. No. We can't talk about what we want to do on immigration because we'll win the election. I mean, because it'll make our donors mad. I've never seen anything like this. The GOP leaders, and with the exception of Trump, of course, the GOP leaders and the Democrats in agreement that the GOP leadership cannot talk about what the Democrats want to do on open borders. And the Democrats can't talk about what the Democrats want to do on open borders because the GOP will win the election. I've never seen anything like this. I've been pointing this out for a long time. And Trump said, you know, I'm going to make this about immigration. And sure enough, immigration for the first time went to the number one in the most, you know, listened to, watched, talked about issue in Gallup. So I don't know where it is right now, but it was up there for a couple of months. We were tracking that. Yet, meanwhile, the Democrats and the Republicans in agreement. No, the Republicans might maintain the House, might even make gains if we talk about immigration. So we're going to not talk about what the Democrats want to do on immigration. You down with that? Oh, yeah, sure, because we'd hate to maintain control of the House. But then that's been Paul Ryan's goal all along, is to find a way to lose the House. It's what the donors want. Now, I know that sounds nuts when I say it. I know that sounds kind of like a conspiracy theory. Except you don't need to find conspiracies. It's right there in front of your face. The Koch brothers. This is out over the weekend. I see, this is just unbelievable. The Koch brothers are the one of the largest dollar funders of the GOP. Their assorted PACs in a real contentious year can be counted on to put in more, upwards of $1 billion into an election cycle. And they have threatened that if the Republicans don't, adopt the same open borders policies as the Democrats, they're not putting the money in anymore. They're done. And so you can see what that buys. It buys the silence of the GOP leadership. And they like to stay. They stay in power because they hand out the cash. You're with them. They like you. You like them. You agree to do what they want. Guess what? They'll give you a ton of dough raised for them by guess who? Folks like the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are saying, everybody, the donor class, the GOP leadership, the Democrat leadership, they're all on board. With the, for the idea that we are not going to talk about how the Democrats want open borders and how we want open borders because the Republicans will make gains. We don't want that. Headline, Breitbart, billionaire Koch brothers. Trump is wrong. It's morally right to import foreign welfare dependents. Okay. They are actually opposing Trump's initiative to save American taxpayers from having to subsidize welfare-dependent legal immigrants. You know, we've been over this before. We take 1.5 million a year. Most of that's chain migration. A lot of those folks, they are unable to speak English. They're unable to support themselves. They are illiterate in their own language. Doesn't matter. And so the Koch brothers are actually making the argument. This is why the left can't talk about what they believe. And the right simply asks not to stop them. I shouldn't say the right, but the Republicans. Simply acts not to stop them. Because this is what is said at the wine and cheese party. Well, you know, it is morally right to import foreign welfare dependents. Why do we need them? Oh, because we need workers. Well, if they're welfare dependent, how are we going to count on them to work? The policy of Trump's that they are opposing is simply that we enforce our laws on the books that say if you are welfare dependent, you are ineligible to become a citizen. You're supposed to vouch that you have folks here who could take care of you if you fall on hard times, if you come, that you're not going to fall in the state expecting, you know, to be paid by taxpayers. That's all Trump's saying. Since February, Breitbart News has reported how the Trump administration is set to enforce an existing law whereby foreign nationals seeking to permanently resettle in the U.S. would need to prove they will not become drains on the American taxpayer. This has been standard U.S. law for decades. Such a plan would be a boon for American taxpayers who currently spend $57 billion a year on paying for welfare, crime, and schooling costs for the country's mass importation of 1.5 million new, mostly low-skilled legal immigrants every year. And so, you know, the Trump plan, he wants to bring in the best, as he said. We don't need welfare dependents. We'll find people who will help grow the economy. And we don't need 1.5 million. We can't take that. So basically, you got the Koch brothers on one side paying the Republicans to shut up. And you got the Democrats on the other side putting out memos saying, hey, listen, we can't tell the public the truth about what we want to do on immigration because they won't vote for us. And we have the Republican leadership telling Trump, okay, yeah. Let's not talk about immigration because we could win if we did that. We're in agreement with the Democrat leadership. We might win if we did that. And so we don't want to do that because our donors want us to share power with the Democrats so we can all keep the border open. And it doesn't matter how many cartel members, how many MS-13s, how many people are stabbed to death. It doesn't matter how many people are kidnapped, raped, murdered, brutalized. Molly Tibbetts, none of that matters. You can't talk about border security. It is off the table. So we have an agreement between the left and the Republican leadership that they will not talk about this. And you've got Trump screwing up the whole thing. So it's fascinating to see from the Democrats an admission this is a deadly issue for them. Which proves Trump right. And his party's trying to throw him overboard. It's just, I've never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like it. And you got Jim Jordan out there who wants to be speaker. He's a Congress member saying, hey, listen, the strategy of the Republican leadership is to run from Trump. Don't associate with him. Don't, you know, have anything to do with him. Don't mention him. Just run your own independent campaign. Why? So you'll lose? Strange times we live in, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.